WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
A NASA satellite program has revealed new data on mysterious night shining clouds. NASA's Ames satellite has provided the first global scale full season view of iridescent polar clouds that form 50 miles above the Earth's surface. The Aeronomy of Ice in the Mesosphere, or AIM mission, is the first satellite dedicated to the study of these noctilucent or night-shining clouds. They're called night-shining clouds by observers on the ground because their high altitude allows them to continue reflecting sunlight after the sun has set below the horizon. AIM has provided the first global-scale view of the clouds over the entire 2007 Northern Hemisphere season with an unprecedented horizontal resolution of 3 miles by 3 miles. Very little is known about these clouds at the edge of space, also called polar mesospheric clouds. How do they form over the summer poles? Why are they being seen at lower altitudes than ever before? Why have they been growing brighter and more frequent? These are all questions the AIM mission hopes to answer. The bright night-shining clouds were seen by the spacecraft's instruments regularly, first appearing on May 25th and lasting until August 25th. The AIM satellite observed the clouds at all longitudes and over a broad latitude range extending from 60 degrees north to 85 degrees north. The clouds consist of ice crystals formed when water vapor condenses onto dust particles in these coldest regions of our planet at temperatures that may dip to minus 235 degrees Fahrenheit. New results from AIM's first Northern Hemisphere season of observations showed that they appear every day, they're widespread, and they are highly variable on hourly to daily timescales. Mesospheric ice occurs in one continuous layer extending from below the main peak at 51 miles up to around 55 miles. Polar mesospheric cloud structures resolve for the first time that exhibit complex features present in normal tropospheric clouds. This startling similarity suggests that the mesosphere may share some of the same dynamical processes responsible for weather near the surface. Uncovering the mysteries of our planet through observation is a first step at gaining more understanding of our environment. Remember, if you have questions about weather topics, send them to question@weatherbrains.com.